This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Good morning. It is Party Line Tuesday morning. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Glad to be on board and got a great show for you this morning. We're going to be in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking to Tom Piercy. Tom is a professor of history, a guy that grew up right here in good old Clinton County, and is going to be back talking about his experience as a whistleblower in the John F. Kennedy assassination, CIA basic investigation, and it's quite interesting. Tom is also going to be our guest for our Clinton County Chamber of Commerce membership luncheon, which is going to be this Friday. We invite all of you members. If you're a member of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, we certainly, and hey, if you're thinking about becoming a member, come on out. We'll take care of you. We got some hot dogs and burgers and going to be cooking those up, and Tom will be speaking as well. All that gets going 11:30 to 1, and Tom will be speaking right around noon, more than likely. That's the plan right now, and you know how plans are. So, but it should be a very interesting noon time at the chamber. That's going to be at the Iron Block, 62 North Main Street. We're going to be cooking right outside there in the Veterans Park area, and then on to the conference room upstairs, the Community Foundation conference room upstairs in the Iron Block, and have a chance to meet Tom. But you're going to get a chance to meet Tom here in a little bit as we talk all things JFK, conspiracies, cover-ups, all of those things that took place. And I'm going to, in just a little bit, I'll share a little bit about the background that I have in that, not that I have any background at all. I'm just my experience with growing up with that. I think everybody has a story about JFK. I think most people that are of age can remember exactly where you were, what you were thinking, what you were doing, and then immediate reaction afterwards when you heard the news. And I always go back to that Walter Cronkite, you know, CBS broke the news, interrupted a soap opera. And Walter Cronkite came in and interrupted that regular scheduled broadcast with the news that John F. Kennedy had been shot in Dallas. And then Of course, the terrible news some 30 minutes later or so that they did confirm that he had indeed had passed away. So we're going to be talking about all things that, but mostly what happened in the years after the aftermath and what's going on with cover-ups and why is there being, you know, why are there stone walls, especially after the executive order by President Trump? Why are we still not getting everything? So anyway, we'll talk about that here in just a little bit and greatly appreciate Tom Piercy coming in today, spending about a week here in Clinton County that he is visiting, and thought we'd take advantage of that. He'll also be at the library, the Frankfort Public Library, next Monday, and that will be at 6 o'clock at Scanta Theater. So if you miss him, if you have to leave today and you can't catch the interview, and if you can't be there Friday, really these are teasers. On Monday, he's going to kind of give the full-blown presentation, and I don't think anybody's going to want to miss that. So Monday, that will be at 6 o'clock in the Scanta Theater at the library, and it will be a lot of information and very interesting, especially for those who have followed the Kennedy assassination over the years. It's one of those things that has intrigued me, and we'll come back to that. But before we do all that, I've got some announcements I want to make, mostly about things that are coming up. But before we do that, I want to get you the weather. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny today. High of 82 here in good old Frankfort and Clinton County. Wind's going to be a little gusty at times. Going to be up at 20 miles an hour. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 58. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 80. Thursday, we're looking at a high near 82, sunny. And then Friday, showers and thunderstorms after 2, high of 82. And then the weekend forecast, Saturday, looking at about a 50% chance of thunderstorms, a little cooler, 79 for a high, and then Sunday, again, more thunderstorms with a high of 80. So that's the forecast for today and the extended forecast into the weekend. It looks like we're going to have some really pleasant. I mean, really, we have been very fortunate. Of course, football starts for us tonight at Clinton Prairie with youth camp. And, you know, always it seems like every time football camp comes around, you can almost always expect it to be hot. And so we are going to be looking for some warm temperatures this week at camp. And then, of course, football practice, full-blown football practice, been going on for the big boys, but it will continue. It will continue on into next week. It's hard to believe schools will be starting here soon. I think next week, isn't it? I believe school starts. So be on the lookout for a lot of different things that will be happening regarding school. But we also know that means there's the festivals kind of winding down the summer. We've got Old Hickory Days coming up this weekend, July 31st and August 1st. So that's Friday and Saturday of this week. Let's see, give me the rundown. Excuse me, had to do a little quick sneeze. Vendors are going to be opening 4 to 9 on Main Street in Colfax, and then the Perry Township Volunteer Fire Department is going to start their fish fry at 5. That's going to go out until 8, and then opening ceremonies 5 to 5:30 with Mr. and Mrs. Hickory and Hickory Kids Pageant going on. That'll be also the Community Service Awards. And then the Cornfield and Crossroads by the firehouse. So that's all going on at 5:30. And Radio Flyer is going to be there on the main stage at 7:10. So that's all Friday night. So some good music and good food. And then come back for more food on Saturday morning. Pancake breakfast 7 to 10 at the Colfax Christian Church. And then 7 a.m. Hickory Hustle check-in. That's going to be a run there at it's a 5K and a 10K. By you're going to be able to check in there by the firehouse, and then the vendors all get there and open up at 9 a.m. Clinton Prairie FFA Petting Zoo will be open from 9 to 5 all day, And so a lot of activities going on this Saturday. Well, Friday and Saturday at Old Hickory Days. The Bodacious Band got some connections here with Casper Media. Steve Casper, a part of that back in the day. Bodacious Band will be playing on the main stage between 7 and 10 this week. So, or this Saturday night. So that's the Old Hickory Days. Thorntown Heritage Museum to host its 16th annual ice cream social. That's coming up on Saturday, August 1st. And you want to be there at 6 to 8:30. That's going to be a lot of fun there at the Thorntown Historical Society in downtown Thorntown. So, again, fun stuff. A lot of things happening in our community and around the community, in our region, for sure. So make sure you all are part of that. And don't forget Camp Cullum's Prairie Grass Observatory public, the open houses. We've already gone through several, but Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th, is the Star Party. That's next weekend. So it's next weekend, and that will be a lot of fun. And then Clinton Central Cross Country Bulldog Bolt. It's a 3K and a 5K run walk. That's Saturday, August 8th. And you can find more information there by getting on the Bulldog Boat Bolt Facebook page and check that out. It's a $10 entry fee, and it will be something that if you want to run in this weather, have at it. It'll be a lot of fun. But we had a lot of fun at the Hot Dog Festival this last weekend. It was a great, great weekend to celebrate community and be a part of the festivities. My goodness, we had, I think, 14 hot dogs out there on the hot dog trail. And I had a few of them, but I have to say my favorite was Coco Craft Roasters. It was outstanding. Croissant, jalapeno peppers, cream cheese with hot honey glaze, and a nice all beef dog. The croissant it was totally different, and it was just great. Now I'm hungry, and I'm trying to watch it, so I've got to be real careful. I can't make myself hungry. Okay, Cindy Loveless joins us. Good morning, Cindy.
Hey, Sam, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm getting hungry now, thinking about hot dogs.
Well, I know. I had the nickel and rye that had the pulled pork on it with the coleslaw, and I thought that was pretty good. And I had the Mexican street corn on Friday night hot dog, and I thought that was really good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Everyone that I had was great, but I have to say that I was a little partial to that croissant because I'd never had a hot dog on croissant. I'm thinking, okay, I'm really getting uptown now, having my hot dog on a croissant.
Your little hoity-toity little French croissant is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm living high on the hog, no pun intended. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to call and let everybody know that tomorrow night is actually Stuff the Bus with our local Frankfort Walmart. And so we will be out there broadcasting live 5 o'clock until 7 tomorrow night, trying to collect items for our local students in local schools. This is these supplies that are donated stay right here in our community, so they are going out of town, and we've done this with Walmart for several years. They are a great partner for us, and we have some other partners that are making this happen as well. But tomorrow night is officially Stuff the Bus at Frankfort Walmart, 5 o'clock until 7. We invite everybody to come out. You're going to be out there anyway. You might as well donate a few supplies, and if you can't donate supplies, it's not uncommon that we have people just drive by and hand us a $5 bill, a dollar bill, a $10 bill, or whatever you can contribute if you'd like to. And then we go in and buy them for you. So maybe you're one of those people that can't get out very well or you don't want to get out. You can also just drive by and hand us a little money, and we will go in. We also take gift cards. We can take those. So however you would like to contribute, we are very gracious, and we appreciate any support we get for Stuff the Bus. Again, it's happening tomorrow night with our Frankfort Walmart. I'm trying to think Mike Downey helped get this brought back several years ago, and we've been doing it since, and it's always such a good event for our schools. They'll be bringing local buses out. Many of our principals and teachers and superintendents will be out there as well. So if you have questions, it's a great chance to come out and talk to them and ask your questions. It's happening tomorrow night at our local Frank Walmart, 5 o'clock until 7 tomorrow night.
Okay, 5 to 7 tomorrow night. It's going to be a great event, always a great event. It's been going on a long time. How many years? I mean, this has been like, it's got to be like 25.
I would think so. And, you know, there were a lot of communities that stole the idea from us, which we're happy to do. It wasn't a bad steal in this case. But there are other communities that do it as well based on what we started here in Clinton County a long, long time ago. So I was trying to think of the number. I don't know how many years, but I'm with you. I know it's been a long time.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you for the information. It's tomorrow night, stuff the bus at the Walmart parking lot. The bus will be there, and go in and pick up some stuff and give a donation if you can.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate it.
All right, sis. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cindy Lovelace joining us, telling us a little bit about stuffing the bus, Clinton County style, Frankfort style. So get out there, help all the kiddos that need a little extra. You know, the cost of living is certainly high. And it's one of those scenarios that you got to help whenever you can. So a few extra dollars goes a long way for some folks that may just need some extra pencils or extra pads or paper, whatever the case may be. Just make sure that, get out there tomorrow, because that's really when it's going to have most impact, because we've got a lot of folks that will be helping you. So get into the Walmart, pick out some supplies, and get it back out to the bus. Also, let's see, what else is happening? Just a reminder that Tom Pierce is going to be coming up. We're actually going to bring Tom in studio a little bit earlier this morning before 9 here to start talking, because there's so much to cover on all of this. And so we're going to take an early break and then come back and kind of blow through that 9 o'clock hour. Because I really want to take some time to dissect this whole thing with Tom. I will tell you, and so that I'm not going to take any of his time up. You know, my experience is that was when I was about, probably 13 years old, when the Geraldo Rivera show came out. It was he had his own show, and they were showing the Sabruder film, and for the first time, it was open to the public. It was shared with the public. There was multiple warnings, don't let the kids watch this. This is going to be graphic. And my parents sent me to bed. And, of course, just like a good little teenager, I did not go straight to bed. I stayed in the hallway, peeped around the corner, and looked at this very violent video. And it was an image that just imprinted in my mind, and I had nightmares for years. Could not get that out of my brain it wasn't a movie. It was a real life event that took place in my lifetime, and it was so violent and it was so public. And so I think it really changed the course of history in a lot of ways, especially even how we cover political events from the media side. So that was ingrained in me, and from that moment on, I just had a very, I wouldn't say an obsession, but certainly very interested in all things Kennedy's assassination, and then it went into the conspiratorial mindsets and attitudes about what happened from debunking pretty much the Warren Commission report, and then just every type of crazy aliens, from aliens, the mafia, the government, Cuba, you name it, everybody killed him. And so I think everybody wants, or most people would like to know really what did happen during that at that event. I mean, what took place? Who killed Kennedy? Why did they kill Kennedy? And is that something that is even prevalent? Is that attitude prevalent even in our government today? Is there a shadow government? I mean, these are things that are being questioned even today. As I continue to listen to testimony about the COVID situation, and I listen to testimony about other things that have taken place in government, and, you know, you just raise your eyebrows because you just it's a little breathtaking sometimes when you think about, could there be things going on behind the scenes, and who is calling the shots, literally and figuratively, regarding who's going to be president and who's not going to be president. And, you know, we think we have that control, but do we really? And we're going to talk about all those things with Tom Piercy. Tom is going to be talking about that and then his involvement, and we'll catch up with his life as he started his life and journey right here in Clinton County. We're going to be talking to him about all of that as well. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and bring Tom in so we can get started. Don't go away. I think you're going to be certainly mesmerized by the information that Tom will bring to you here on Party Line on WILO.